Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden warns Israel. Trump cash haul. Another close call. And the largest heist ever. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden spoke with Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, their first conversation since seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Israel said that it was accidental. Biden said he was outraged. The White House said of their phone conversation that Biden made it clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that, here's the key, U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. And Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State in Brussels, said that if Israel doesn't change, then the U.S. policy to Israel will. He said, with regard to our policy in Gaza, I'll say this, if we don't see changes that we need to see, there will be changes in our own policy. Last Friday, Joe Biden with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton raised $26 million in Radio City Music Hall. Not bad for a night. But I talked to Laura Trump yesterday, the new co-chair of the RNC. She said the Trump campaign raised $40 million in a single fundraising event. In the month of March, they raised $65 million total, the largest fundraising month for the RNC in its history. There are way more close calls at our airports than we ever realize. And now we had another one. A Southwest airplane veered off course and had a close call with the air traffic control tower at LaGuardia Airport. It was March 23rd, 1 p.m. There was bad weather and the plane was landing. And the air traffic controller said, "Go around, go around. You're not on the approach." The airplane wasn't lined up with the runway. It flew over the parking garage next to the air traffic control tower. It got as low as 300 feet, and the tower is 233 feet. There are 147 passengers on board. San Fernando Valley, just LA, there was a burglary of a money storage facility, which is different than a bank. This is where cash from businesses across the region are handled and stored before it gets to the bank. Well, burglars gained access to the building, entered the vault without setting off the alarms. The previous largest cash heist was in 1997, $19 million. They were caught. This heist, $30 million. And no leads yet. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, climate change has arrived here in the Northeast. It's been raining all week, so much so that arcs are being hastily constructed arks, as in Noah. You remember him, right? Big beard, animals following him all around. Warming is pretty much now accepted in the USA, allowing totalitarians another pathway to achieve full government control. Every time Mother Nature vents, it's Exxon's fault. Too hot? The coal people did it. Excessive rain? That's on your oven. Windy? Let's string up those private jet owners. Except John Kerry. The climate czar needs his big gas-guzzling jet to fly around telling everybody not to use jets. I just heard thunder, so now I'm mad at the heating oil delivery guy. Some nerve. Don't people have jackets? Fossil fuels are unacceptable. Confession, I do believe the world is getting hotter because I can read atmospheric data. Went to Harvard. Luckily, I was there in the 1990s when data was allowed. Now it's racist. The climate change thing presents a nice opportunity for big government progressives to scare everyone. The rain will soon drown you if you don't obey government mandates. Noah took direction directly from God. On global warming, we're taking it from Joe Biden. Kind of a big difference. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Jerry. All right. Now, I'm going to not give you any more information about Jerry because I'm at odds with Jerry. But I like Jerry. She's spirited. Bill, you believe there was no cheating in the 2020 election. Okay. Tonight you said it at Philadelphia will do as I did 4 years ago and people will vote multiple times. If that is not cheating and stealing an election, please define what is. Totally misquoted me. I never said there was no cheating. I said that no formal charges of fraud have been introduced to federal court anywhere. That's what I said. Philadelphia, obviously, is not a trustworthy place as far as voting is concerned. It's obvious. It's been that way since 1776, by the way. Okay. And then I didn't say Philadelphia people vote six or seven times. So, Jerry, you heard what you wanted to hear. That's like believing what you want to believe. I get it, but I still like you. Sidney Clarkson, Dublin, Ohio. I've been a faithful viewer for 30 years, O'Reilly. I've agreed with everything you said until now. You said the pendulum will swing back eventually and we'll be okay from the Biden presidency. This is wrong. My mortgage, gas, and electric bill will never be lowered. Sidney, my analysis, and forgive me, was not about you. Okay? Maybe it should have been, but it wasn't about you, Sidney. It was about historical trends. We hit rock bottom, we go back up the way it's always been, and I think it'll happen again. You are correct. Your bills may never go down because of the damage Biden has done. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago today, Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead in Memphis, Tennessee. The assassination launched the biggest manhunt since the murder of Abraham Lincoln. Here is the story. On April 4th, 1968, the Reverend was struck down by a single bullet as he stood on the second story balcony of his motel room. Police later found a Remington hunting rifle abandoned on a nearby sidewalk. The gun, eyewitness reports, and fingerprints on the weapon all implicated a single suspect, escaped convict James Earl Ray. A petty criminal, Ray escaped a Missouri prison 1 year earlier while serving time for robbery. After the assassination, a worldwide hunt began for Ray, who had the opportunity to illegally obtain a Canadian passport. How does that happen? On June 8th, police in the UK arrested Ray at a London airport. Where did he get the money? His escape plan was to fly into Belgium, then the African nation of Rhodesia. At the same time, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, was ruled by a racist white supremacist government. By July, Ray was back in the USA to face charges for murdering Martin Luther King Jr. In March 1969, the assassin pled guilty before a Memphis judge to avoid the electric chair. But 3 days later, he withdrew his guilty plea, claiming he was part of a larger conspiracy. James Earl Ray died in 1998 at the age of 70. He maintained his innocence until his death and did not give up any alleged co-conspirators. And here's something else you might not know. During the 1990s, the widow and children of Martin Luther King spoke publicly in support of Ray and his theories. Family called for a new investigation about a potential conspiracy involving the U.S. government, FBI, and CIA. Over the years, the assassination has been re-examined twice by the House Select Committee and three times by the Justice Department. Each investigation ended with the same conclusion: James Earl Ray acted alone. But again, where did he get the money? Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.